morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Wow, what a week. Have you seen the inauguration yesterday? America has changed forever. I have lived through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I'll tell you, I have never seen an inauguration with so many protesters, so much violence in my lifetime. And I can't believe that they were just protesting so much. I mean, I understand that we do have a new president, a new regime. Republicans are just going to take over and try to change the world and everything. And all these billionaires are stepping up and running our country. Two things could happen. Either one, they're going to profit greatly from this, or second, they really have morals. What do you think? I don't know. Time will tell, I guess, if they're really going to put their assets and try to do something great for America. Well, so time will tell is what I'm saying. We just have to be patient. So today's show, I've got a couple of things that are fun, lighthearted things. There's a lot of things going on in the area. The car show is coming to town next weekend. We also have a couple of fundraising events that are coming in our community too. But I wanted to start the show with presidential facts that you might not know. And I pulled a quiz for my coworkers yesterday, and I won't go through all of that because I wanted to do fascinating tips. And there's 10 of them that I think are pretty interesting facts about our presidents that you might not know. Now, some good, you know, and some will explain everything. But our number here is 508-222-1320. We invite you to call and chime in and wish us a good morning. I hope you are. I'm on my second cup of coffee. You're probably just rolling out of bed yourself. I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro to be on the board with me today. And also Jim Corbin will be calling in at 735 today to give us a weather update. It was like 40 degrees today. It was just really warm. I thought it was like beginning of spring rather than, you know, mid-January. So listen to this. George Washington owned a profitable whiskey distillery. Isn't that interesting? I thought, what? This is amazing. Go ahead, Mike. You're going to chime in.
I was going to say, wow, I didn't know that.
Well, this is because it's out and about. I'm trying to give you interesting facts.
Wow.
James Madison held the first inaugural ball. So, I mean, he liked to dance a lot. So he said, hey, we should got to celebrate. Gerald, did you know that Gerald Ford was a fashion model in his youth?
I could see that.
Actually, his first love was a woman, Phyllis Brown, and she was a blonde like me, of course. But she was a fashion model, and she persuaded Gerald Ford to invest in a modeling agency and do some modeling himself. So Look Magazine, 1940, and on the cover of Cosmopolitan in 1942, you will see the pair. And yeah, it was really great. She continued on to modeling. They broke up, and then he went to law school, and well, you know the rest of the story. Isn't that interesting? Warren Harding had the largest shoe size. Harding's wore a size 14 shoe.
I was going to guess 15.
I don't know, man. This is really something. All right, name this. Name four presidents who have received the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh. You want me to take a stab at it?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to guess Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to guess maybe President Kennedy. No?
No.
Was Obama one, too?
Yes.
So that's two. Mm-hmm. So we got two more. Who else could we say was a Nobel Peace Prize? Maybe Nixon?
Ooh.
For foreign policy, because he
Carter.
Was... Carter. I could see Carter.
And Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson. I could see that, because he created the precursor to the United Nations.
Yes, that's right.
The League of Nations,
that's
it was
right,
called.
Right. Wow. Okay. William... Howard Taft became a Supreme Court justice after his retirement, and he was a graduate of Yale. Wow, I didn't know that. Theodore Roosevelt, oh, this is really creepy, and I wonder how he got this, but Theodore Roosevelt wore a lock of Lincoln's hair during his inauguration. Roosevelt wore a ring with a lock of Lincoln's hair on March 14th, 1905, at his second inauguration. Roosevelt had been a longtime admirer of Lincoln, and as a child had watched Lincoln's funeral procession pass his house in New York. Yeesh. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the first president to name a woman in his cabinet. He named Frances Perkins as Secretary of Labor in 1933. Well, good for her. Well, that's great. That's really great. She was from Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts. And John Tyler, guess how many children he had? He was the president that had the most children in the White House. So.
Did he have 14?
Ooh, close, 15.
All right.
He was married twice and had, 8 children by his first wife and the rest by the second. Whew. It was just really unbelievable. You know, Abraham Lincoln and Mary Lincoln lost a child, and he died very young. And she had mediums and seances, spiritual circles and everything to help comfort her. And she really believed in that. And she even had the president to come in on some of those things, too. So it was very sad when you lose a child and you try to get back in that time. Yeah. So listen to this. What president had the first Christmas tree in the White House?
Ooh, this is a good one. I don't know. I'd say probably President Lincoln.
Good guess, but Franklin Pierce was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House.
All right.
Yeah, interesting. And George Washington was the only president to be unanimously elected to be president. Like, there was no opposition.
Two terms in a row, I think.
Unbelievable, right. Yeah. And listen to this interesting fact. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 1826.
That I knew.
Not knowing that Thomas Jefferson already had passed away, John Adams was quoted as saying, "Jefferson survives." And that was his last words.
Wow.
Yeah, that's sad. Very sad.
Till he got to heaven and he said, "What are you doing here? You're supposed to have survived."
Isn't that something? Now, listen to this. Franklin Pierce had a great memory. He gave his 3,319-word inauguration address from memory with no notes. Wow.
He probably rehearsed it a lot.
Some people have the great memory, you know, just really, really great memories, you know. Unreal. And Fillmore installed the first bathtub and kitchen stove in the White House. And let's see. Barack Obama collected Spider-Man and Conan the Barbarian comic books. I think that's really funny.
Wow.
American President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the only American president to be elected 4 times. And then the 22nd Amendment was ratified in 1951 to limit the presidential office to just 2 terms. They should do that with Congress and the House of Representatives, limited terms.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. I had seen something on Facebook. It said that if we had limited terms for congressmen and senators, that 200 of our representatives and that would have to leave office. There are over 200 of them that are like, yeah, it's just,
well, the thing is
you need to clean house every once in a while.
Part of the problem is people keep voting the same people in.
True, true. Yeah, I know. It's just really something. And Zachary Taylor was the second president to die in office. That's sad because Lincoln was assassinated in him. Who was the heaviest?
Taft.
Yeah.
They had to make a special bathtub for him.
That's right. That's what I was just going to say. Yes, they had to because he got stuck in the first one. He weighed 332 pounds. It got stuck in the White House bathtub. And then they had to order a larger one. And the term okay, it came from Martin Van Buren, who was
Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
Was like Kinderhook, New York, and after he went into politics, Van Buren became the old Kinderhook. That's what his nickname was, and soon people began using the words "okay," referring to Van Buren, and the word "okay" was derived from that. And William Henry Harrison served the shortest term, dying in just 32 days after he was elected.
He had something with cherries and ice cream. Was that the one? There was one president that got sick because he was doing his inauguration speech outside, and then he caught cold and died, I think, within a day or so. It was like the shortest president, shortest serving president. But there was a general that got elected in the 1800s, maybe the mid-1800s, like before Lincoln and before... Mm-hmm. Who was that other bachelor president before Lincoln's name? Trying to think. I think it was Buchanan. Before him, I think. What had happened was that he had a bowl of ice cream and cherries, and obviously ice cream probably wasn't the way it was these days, where it was pasteurized and all that. Mm-hmm. And I guess something happened with the cherries and the ice cream. The combination made him sick, and he died.
Huh. Well, the shortest term was 32 days, and that was Harrison. And
that could have been him.
Yeah, could have been. My goodness.
I'm going to look it up.
And did you know that Grover Cleveland personally answered the White House phone? So if you call the White House, you would get the president on the phone. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. That is too funny. And Warren Harding was the first president to speak over the radio, and Jimmy Carter was a speed reader. And he has been recorded reading 2,000 words per minute. What? That is unbelievable. Wow.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah, just to let you know, Elaine.
Yeah.
William Henry Harrison's the one that died of ammonia right after his election. His inauguration speech.
Isn't that sad? Wow. Yeah. William Taft's wife was responsible for planting the Japanese cherry trees in Washington. What? And Buchanan, you're right, was the only president that had never married. You're right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Well, those are some of the very, very interesting. And the first president to travel outside the United States was, who would you say?
Outside the United States?
Yeah.
I would say Woodrow Wilson.
Close. Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to travel outside the United States, and he went to Panama. Well, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and those are just some of the fun facts of presidents past, and it'll certainly be interesting to continue with the future of our country after we have, the Trumps in power here. So, anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. When we come back, enough presidential stuff. I'm going to get into something that is a pet peeve of mine. I actually went to see Patriots game last week, the Mark Wahlberg film. And I did want to talk to you about my experience there at the counter, buying a ticket, etc., when we come back. So listen, and of course it's funny. Yes, I will use my humor, and yes, I do make fun of myself, so you don't want to miss that. And my observations of buying a ticket at the theater now has changed greatly. Anyway, good morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. We're going to be right back. We're taking a quick break, and stay tuned. More fun on Out and About.
Joyful Paintings, The Art of Bob Ross by Nicole Bonneau will be on view from February 15th through 23rd at the Attleboro Arts Museum. Nicole Bonneau has challenged herself to recreate the 403 canvases that artist Bob Ross brought to life during his PBS show, The Joy of Painting. Joyful Paintings is a pop-up exhibit of 30 of Bonneau's Bob Ross-inspired paintings. There will be an opening reception for this exhibit on Friday, February 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The reception is free and open to all. Reservations are requested but not required. To reserve a spot, email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Looking for more opportunity? Want to improve your skills? Need a better job? The Literacy Center can help. We have year-round classes for adults in English, computer literacy, and high school equivalency. With the help of teachers and tutors, you can pass your citizenship test, make a resume, or learn how to speak and write better English. Classes held during the day, evening, or on Saturdays. Join the great group of people at the Literacy Center. We serve 500 people a year who want to make a better life. Check out our website, www.theliteracycenter.com, for tutor, training, or class schedules. Don't put it off. We are here to help. The Literacy Center, 80 North Main Street, Attleboro, 508 508- 226-3603. A place to learn, volunteer, and grow.
This week on AACS, is the word racism dead in this country? Can the side effects of our nation's history with slavery be felt? La Salette Shrine and On Common Ground will showcase historian, illustrator, and author Joel Christian Gill as he discusses the subtle racism and walls people still create. Catch this and many more local events in HD on AACS.com as well as our Roku app.
Okay, yes, I was born in the USA, and you were too. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We were talking about presidential trivia, and during break, Mike looked up his president. So which president? Go ahead.
It was Zachary Taylor, who actually passed away suddenly. It was a hot day, and he had a glass of ice water or some sort of ice cream type thing then. Mm. And he consumed a large amount of cherries and other fruits, it says. And the official, I guess the official medical term was cholera morbus. And he died July 9th, 1850.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to switch gears a little bit because I had an experience going to the Showcase Cinema recently. And I did post this on my Facebook page because I was just mortified. I went to see Patriots Day last week. I had some tickets to free tickets to see movies, family, and actually at work I get a 4-pack. So I've been having a ball. So I used one of them to see Patriots Day last week. And I go up to the counter, I give her my ticket, and she gave me, you know, the little stub. And then she flipped around an iPad, and she said, okay, reserve your seat. And I said, what? And she said, pick your seat. And I said, but I don't know what seat to choose. And she said, no, you can just look at, you know, the chart here. And it was like looking at a concert or play chart, a theater chart, where you had to look at the seat, pick the number. And I said to her, well, what happens if I don't like this seat? I get in there and it's like too left, too right, or whatever. And she said, well, you know, don't worry. You can always move to another seat if folks don't show up. But here's the thing, and we've all done it. I mean, I have done it. Okay, I shouldn't say all, because when you go to a concert or a play or an event and there are empty seats in front of you, like 5 rows down, 7 rows down, and you kind of wait like a half hour, don't you feel that you want to move closer to the venue? I mean, I do, and I did. And you always move down to get a better look, see as to what's going on in the action, right? So here's the thing. If I moved over and say these people came in 10 minutes late and it's dark, and now you have to do the walk of shame back to your seat. And it's like, I don't like this concept at all. I don't like it at all. I don't think it's a good idea. So I posted on Facebook, you know, and I said to folks, you know, what do you think? So I got some comments from people, of course, and I'll give you their comments. And Richard in the UK got back to me and he said, it's already in place in Europe. He said, everywhere we go, and it is a good idea to, you know, plan ahead. You can just reserve your seat, you can take your time, and then you know that you've got a seat there. My niece down in Virginia agreed with that and said, yeah, I can come in the last minute and I know that I always have a seat. But 9 other of my friends and family said no, they hate the idea. They just do. So Jean, Robin, Diane, Chris, Shannon, Kathy, George, and Jim, and John all said they don't like it. They want to have the freedom to choose. So here's the thing. You know, it's almost like starting to feel like an airplane, like you're making reservations for a flight. So I'm saying, well, okay, so what happens if the movie's delayed or canceled? You know, what, do you go to the next movie? You know, or what if it's overbooked? Do you have to go standby? Or what happens if there's obnoxious people sitting next to you? Can you get them deplaned? I mean, kicked out of the theater or moved to another section? I mean, Is it going to be a first-class section in the theater? Is that next? Is Coach sitting on the floor? I mean, I can see this happening. Listen to this. You know, where they serve fresh popcorn and soda and your seats are warm. And then they have a special movie lounge, you know, like they have the airplane lounge where you can sit there or stand there and you have cocktails and drinks. And then a steward all dressed up will open the door and say, okay, you can come in and sit in your seat now so you miss the 20 trailers. So you don't have to look through all of that stuff like we all do. We pay money. An awful lot of money to sit down for a movie ticket these days. And you're sitting there, and then what do you see? You see ads and movies and trailers. I must have counted 15 trailers of what's happening from now until, like, the summertime. And it's great. And if I see one more Fast and Furious, I mean, come on. Fast and Furious, really, you guys are getting older. And we know that it's all stunt doubles because you guys can't do that anymore. But I'm just saying, are you with me here as far as this goes? I mean, I can just see it. You know, there's going to be an elitist section where they have, like, white leather couches, you know, where you can push a button like you're on the airline, and then the steward would come around and say yes, and they take your order, and then you... They go away, and the tickets are going to be, you know, $60, $70, $80, but they're premium seats. And, again, it's a class system, and I hate that. I ain't going to do that. I would never pay $60 to sit in a white couch. I mean, that's insane. But also, too, they're, I mean, these separate things about choosing a seat. And I sat in seat C3, and you know where that is, buddy? It's like when you go down, it's on the far right. And so I got a stiff neck after an hour and a half watching Patriots game with all the action and everything. And it's like my comfort level is sitting right in the center. I want to see where the action is, but on that eye chart, everything, I mean, eye chart, the iPad chart, everything was like taken. And it was like, what? And there was nobody in the theater when I went. So I don't get it. People already reserved all these seats, never showed up. I could have easily moved down, you know. And I said to the girl after, I said, what? What is this concept? I mean, is this going to happen with all theaters? And she said, yeah, they are. And my niece down in Virginia said the same thing, that they started with the newer theaters, and then they're starting to project and do that other stuff. From each and every theater now, it's going to be happening where you have assigned seats. Now, don't get me wrong. Once you get in there, oh, my God, it's like being at home. You know, it's like I was looking for the remote control to change the channel. There were these leather couches, leather seats, I mean, that you can push the button and the seat goes up and your footrest goes up. And it's like, oh, my God, they have a big, large cup holder. And I literally did. I was looking around for, I was like, oh, left, right. Where's the remote control? Because I wanted to turn off all those trailers I was seeing. It was ridiculous. And a lady that was sitting to my right and a couple on my left, they said the same thing. It's like, yeah, this is the new technology. This is the new thing we're doing. And it's just going to happen and continue doing that. So, yeah, next time you go to the theater, don't be surprised if somebody turns around on iPad and says, okay, choose your seat. So I'm just saying, personally, I don't like it. I want the power and the authority to choose where the heck I sit at a theater. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And that's just the little kid in me. But I'm just saying, I don't think assigned seating is a good idea. I really don't. I mean, I see the other flip of the coin. I really get that. But seriously, folks, are you kidding me? Uh-uh, I ain't going there. And there's no way I would pay extra to go in a special movie lounge. And I know that's coming. And mock my words, it's going to be a theater that's going to have like these white couches, and it's going to be $60 and $80 to sit in the premium seats because, ooh, I'm so insecure and I need to be sitting up here above everybody else. Give me a break. Give me a break. Anyway, I highly recommend Patriots Game. I do with Mark Wahlberg. He will not win an Academy Award for this, sorry to say, but it was a really great story about the Boston Marathon bombing and the backstories of the people that it affected, everyone. You'll see the movie, but please stay till the end. It's not just because I study film studies and I'm telling you this because they always have messages in that, but this movie here was very moving towards the end when they had like the actual folks. Oh, it was just really something. I won't give it away, but it was one of the best movies I've ever seen. So Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck is getting a lot of buzz, and that's a great movie to see. I plan on seeing that this weekend. La La Land with John Legend and Emma Stone, and Ryan Gosling is also getting a lot of Oscar buzz. And we are going to do an Oscar show about the different movies, and that they're going to be announced soon. And Fences, of course, is getting a lot of buzz too, with Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. So that is really, really what's happening. I'm going to do the lottery real quick because I know I've got a couple of minutes, and then I'll get into some fundraising event. And then on the flip side of the break, we have Jim Corbin, and we'll do some more outs and about activities. But if you play the lottery, want to wish you good luck. The Mass Daily number is 4400. The Rhode Island Daily number is 3470. Mass Cash is 5, 7, 18, 23, and 24. And Mega Millions. Gosh, call me if you ever win this, because you got to tell me your system, because I don't know anybody who could ever win this. But it's 7, 9, 24, 41, 53. The Mega Ball is 14, and the Mega Plier is 3. So those are those are something else. And what a week we've had, huh? I mean, gearing up for the inauguration and then having the inauguration in Washington, D.C. I mean, we've seen a lot of people. I know that there's a women's march today, and hopefully that will go off without a hitch, without any incidents of violence in the city, because right now it seems like it's on lockdown. Washington, D.C. is in lockdown. So I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see what's happening in the next coming days and everything. There are a couple of fundraising events I'm going to mention here, and then also, too, on the flip side. On February 10th, we have the Come Love the Oldies. It's a fundraising event for the Food Pantry Assistance. It's going to be held at the Attleboro Elks on South Main Street. We have the Reminiscence and the Villaniers, and it's only $25, and the fun starts at 7 o'clock to 11. I went there last year. I just picked up my ticket today, so thanks, Benny and Jim Jones, for leaving it for me. And all proceeds will purchase high-protein food for our local pantries. So, and they say each dollar purchase serves 4 servings. So, and they are going to have meals being packaged by the following organizations: the South Attleboro Lions, the South Attleboro Village Lions, the Attleboro Rotary, Attleboro High School Leo Club, and the Attleboro High School Interactive Club. So we want you to know that this is coming up in a couple of weeks, Friday, February 10th. A great time. They are going to have hors d'oeuvre type foods. It's not a meal, but it's great fun and great music. And you'll see some of your neighbors there like I did last year. So anyway, check it out. We have a lot more of the show coming up. We have a lot of things coming up. We have like the New England Car Show's coming up next week. New Hope is having a fundraising event. But we're going to take a quick break. So you are listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
February 15th through March 4th, the Attleboro Arts Museum will exhibit Then and Now 2017, interpretations of selections from the Attleboro Art Museum's permanent collection. Then and Now 2017 will spotlight the original work of newly invited artists responding to different selections from the Art Museum's permanent collection. There will be an opening reception for the exhibit on Friday, February 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The reception is free and open to all. Reservations are requested but not required. To reserve a spot, email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
This week on AACS 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro and the City of Attleboro present their annual municipal celebration of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The event features a musical performance by the talented singers of the North Attleboro Middle School Chorus and speeches by local dignitaries. You can view the program on AACS Channel 15 or in HD on AACS.com or the AACS Roku and mobile apps.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Kate Smith. Yeah, sometimes, you know, when live radio and you play a song and you have a playlist and everything, you just don't capture the beginning or the oomph of this with Kate Smith, God Bless America. And she is one of our wonderful singers for patriotic songs, and she always comes up in my mix when we always do something like that. So, yeah, we do have, I am patriotic, and I hope you are too. I think that I grew up in a time where we said the Pledge of Allegiance every single day in school, and it was one of those things that we did, and it wasn't offending anyone, and I wasn't harmed as a child, as far as that goes. Anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. I do want to mention a couple more things that are coming up, and it's one of them actually is happening tonight. Jazz, of course, jazz lady's here. Got to tell you about Greg Abate is going to be at Chan's at 8 o'clock tonight. So that's going to be a really great show. And I'm out and about, and I'm definitely going up there to see him play. Ariana Grande is coming into town, too, at the TD Gardens, and she's going to put on a really great show for you, and but tickets are like $129. I think that that's a little bit much. But she's coming on March 3rd at 7:30 at the TD Garden. So if you have a lot of money and love her, I mean, have at it. There's also going to be an Elvis Experience on January 28th at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. I know a lot of folks love Elvis, and I do have a friend who is an Elvis impersonator, Robert Black, and I definitely will have him on when he returns. We were talking on Facebook back and forth, and he's going to come back on the show when he arrives. But you don't have to wait. January 28th at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. So do that. And also, too, there's a fundraising event for Sing Away Hunger on February 4th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ocean State Theater in Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. This is to benefit the Rhode Island Food Pantry. And really, it's a great, great concert. It's only tickets are only $10. And I'm actually interviewing them. I have a call into the marketing director. I had met her at one of Frank O'Donnell's fundraising events. And she wants to come on the show at some point. So also, too, Lewis Black is going to be in town, you know, with his sarcasm. Providence Performing Arts Center on February 3rd at 8 p.m. Billy Crystal will be here March 24th at 8 o'clock at the Wang Center. Kathy Griffin, woo, April 9th at 7 p.m., she's coming to the Vet Center. Oh, my. Yeah, I'd really like to see her. I mean, she has that whimsical way about her, that's for sure. And but right now, who has whimsical weather? We have to find out from our own Jim Corbin. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Elaine and Mike. I'm doing well. Actually, we're in kind of a quiet weather pattern, really, since 2 weeks ago. Remember what was going on 2 weeks ago during your show and hours after it?
Oh, our snowstorm.
Yes.
Yes.
Since then, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, the sun was out. We're right kind of in between the last few days. It's been kind of quiet, mellow, and really that's the way it's going to be through, I'd say, tomorrow, midday, and then we're going to have some changes. Now, the same precipitation, very light rain that did affect the inaugural in Washington yesterday, you might have seen they were dealing with a little bit of light rain. That weather system actually brought a little bit of light rain to the south coast of Rhode Island a few hours ago. Now that has moved off, and we're left with just mostly cloudy skies. But what this cloud cover has done over the last several days, you might remember, it seems like we haven't had a lot of sun recently, but we have not had a lot of precipitation either. What it has done, though, is kept the temperatures up at night, so we have not gone below freezing. I bring that up, too, because certainly there's very little ice on area ponds and lakes because of the lack of freezing temperatures. That may change in about another week, so we'll have more on that down the road. Bottom line is, for today, we're going to get up close to 50 this afternoon. We're finally going to see, at least for a little while, before the sun goes down, before sunset, we'll actually see a bit of sun, more likely after about 1 o'clock. So if you have plans, it really won't be all that bad this afternoon. It's going to fall back into the mid to upper 30s again tonight, probably staying just a tad above freezing. And then tomorrow is going to be the transition day. You may have heard of it, Lane. We have a storm coming on Monday. This is going to be a pretty potent one, but it's not going to involve a lot of snow. It's going to involve a lot of strong winds and rain. Now, there will be some, as I like to call it, breezy drizzle moving in at times tomorrow afternoon, and that will likely be going on off and on during the Patriots game, of course, tomorrow evening beginning at 6:40. So tailgaters might be kind of dodging misty conditions. Not a lot of heavy rain, certainly. But that is just the introduction to what will be a very stormy Monday. Now, there may be a few wet snowflakes or a little sleet mixed in very early Monday morning. So as many head back to school and work Monday morning, you may be dodging a little bit of iciness. But it doesn't look like it's going to be anything serious in terms of ice. It's really going to be the winds picking up. So it's going to be a blindsided, rainy, just a rotten day. This is probably the classic worst day of the year. As I've mentioned to you and others, Elaine, I would rather have snow at 32 degrees than rain and 38 degrees. And that's exactly what we're going to get. One of the worst days of the year in terms of comfort, because unless you have really good repellent and you're outside, it's just going to be miserable. Monday afternoon, all Monday night. Winds will be out of the east-northeast, 20 to 50 miles an hour by Monday afternoon and especially Monday evening. So if we have Monday evening plans, maybe you have something to attend, a meeting, or what have you, that will be the height of the storm. And that's going to linger at least into a portion of Tuesday. So that's the bad news. The good news is that we're going to start to quiet down by late Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday of next week look pretty good. Now beginning to see the cold come in. And in fact, by this time next Saturday morning, Elaine, I may be talking about accumulating snow in the forecast that may have happened by around Sunday or Monday of next week, not this upcoming Sunday or Monday. So we have some pretty big changes coming up. But today, I'd say, is a nicer day of the weekend. Not that tomorrow is all that bad, but if you have outdoor plans or what have you, well, you might be able to enjoy the 50-degree temperatures this afternoon.
Wow, that's very interesting. Still no snow. I mean, not that I'm calling for it, but I'm just saying, like, we've been very blessed with not having a lot of snow this year.
Well, we've had two real, if you remember, we've had two snow events.
Mm-hmm.
We had one back in December, and then we had the one 2 weeks ago. And both times, within a few days, the snow was all gone. So we've not had a lot of snow on the ground this winter. I did a study. I used to call them snow depth days, which are the amount of days and the total amount of snow each day is on the ground. And we have some winters where we might not have a ton of snowstorms, but we have cold enough temperatures that snow seems to be on the ground almost every day. Then we have other winters like this one where we have a couple of decent snowfalls, the 2 weeks ago one and the one back in December. That was the one, though, that, remember, the next day all the snow was gone. So you can have a lot of snowfall, but you can also have thawing in between, and that's exactly what we've been seeing, and that's what I've been thinking for this, from the fall, what this winter is going to be like. very changeable conditions. And again, I think the big change by about a week from now, by when we talk again next Saturday, we're going to be talking about temperatures quite cold and the threat potentially of some snow. By the way, guess what? Take a wild guess, Elaine. I know no one, if they did, unless they really knew President, talking about snow. What was the snowiest inaugural in Washington for all presidents? It was there was a blinding snowstorm, and he came in on one of those early cars. It was 1909, and you talked about him because he was a very large guy.
Oh, William Howard Taft.
Oh, Taft.
Yes.
Really?
1909, his inaugural, it was in the middle of a snowstorm, and there's a famous picture of he and his wife coming in, and they looked like, and again, open cars.
Yo, you know,
in the snowstorm. So there's all like snow on top of his head. Now, here's the other one. 1937, the second inauguration of Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, was a wild rainstorm, almost like what we're going to get on Monday. And they, once again, they were coming in. Of course, he had his top hat on.
Right.
They were coming in on an open car in the rainstorm, and they tell us that through history that there was about 6 inches of water when they were driving up towards the Capitol, 6 inches of water in the bottom of the car. And then when he got out to watch the parade eventually after getting inaugurated, the parade was just a drenching downpour, cold, rotten rain like we're going to get on Monday. This is 1937, and just a miserable situation. So, again, we have had some bad weather inaugurations before. You might remember the Kennedy inauguration. They had just had a snowstorm. It cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, quickly, again, the big story for our weather is a big storm of rain this Monday, 2 days from now.
Wow.
I got on Facebook, of course, what you had about the theaters.
Oh, assigned seats, yes.
Assigned seats. And I mentioned, is our churches next? Our large restaurants next?
Mm.
You know, you go to a restaurant that has like a ton of seating, where it's typically you can kind of choose where you go. You know, you're like, okay, yeah, I'll have a booth or I'll have a table or whatever. Are we going to start seeing that in large restaurants where you come in, go into the restaurant and they give you a ticket? And this is where you have to sit, or is it going to be the same thing in like church? Oh, yep. Go into the church. You're in the back of the church coming in, and if you're Catholic, you dip in the holy water, and then they give you a ticket to say, okay, you've got to be in the sixth row, seat three, two, three. Is that what it's going to come to?
I know, Jim. I know. It's like, oh my God.
You really were upset about it. I could tell in your Facebook posting there.
I was mortified. Yes.
That's. I mean, again, I know it's not weather, obviously weather related, but I was somewhat mortified because I didn't realize that. Theaters were starting to do that.
Yeah, I think it's more of a trend than we think, my friend. It's already international, and I have a friend.
What is the reasoning for it? Did they give a reason? Like,
yeah,
for years and years. You know, what is it? So they can track where you are. You know, it's almost like again 1984, whatever that thing was, where they're watching you, so they know that you are. If Joe Smith does something bad in seat D5, we know he was there. Is that what we're coming to?
No, the logic behind it, because I interviewed this little girl behind the counter, and I said to her, so why are we doing this? What's going on? Why did they do this? And she said, yeah, we get a lot of questions and everything, but basically it tracks an inventory of how many tickets we're selling per seat. And also too, if for the consumer that does this, if you're running late, you can buy tickets online and reserve your seat in this way. When you come in, even though like the movie might have already started, you're guaranteed a seat. Like a very popular movie, like say Star Trek, you couldn't get in; there was no seats available, type of thing, or other movies that have happened in the past. But now it's like they're playing in multiple theaters, multiple times.
Why not compromise? And if you do have that thing, or a day or two before you reserve a seat, then have that seat, maybe with a something on the seat that J. Smith has reserved this seat, and then any of the other seats that don't have reserved before they arrive, you can pick those seats. In other words, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that would be the compromise.
Right. But
in other words, have say there's 200 seats in the theater,
mm-hmm.
and 100 of them have been reserved, and it's still early. Beforehand, and they put down a little thing on the seat saying this has been reserved for so and so. Then all the others you can pick and choose, even if you just walked in without a reservation.
No,
why not do it that way?
Right, but what they have now is a seating chart, like you would do a play or a concert, and you can see the seats blocked out. And the ones that are in green, you can select those seats only. And when I looked, I said, well, how do I know what seat is where in the theater? Because I like to sit, you know, like maybe like 20 rows back in the center. So this way you have that experience.
You don't want to have a crooked neck, right?
Well, I did. I had a stiff neck. My neck is still killing me. It's like I'm going to get a massage after the show at 10 o'clock. I swear to God I am. And it's like get this kink out of my neck. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, though, again, for many people responding and stuff. And I know, again, I know I should start talking. Because
no, that's all
things.
Right.
But no, but I agreed with you in terms of it being, boy, that's kind of odd. You know?
Very,
you know,
very.
What's next? Churches and restaurants? Whatever.
I know. You bring up a good point, Jim. You do.
All right. Anyway, Elaine and Mike, I will talk to you next weekend.
Yes. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks so much, as always. It's a pleasure talking to you. And I think I may be coming down with a cold on Monday. I might have to stay in.
It's going to be a wild one on Monday, but not much snow, mostly rain.
Okay. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome. There goes Jim Corbin. Wow, a hodgepodge of a weekend and a week ahead. My God, welcome to winter, folks. Anyway, we do have to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our last break is coming up now. And when we come back, I have a lot more things to talk about and certainly a lot of things that are out and about in our community.
On January 25th, Attleboro Public Schools will be hosting a free screening of the documentary film Most Likely to Succeed. The film is a critically acclaimed documentary that has been screened at film festivals around the country, including Sundance and Tribeca. The movie is designed to start a conversation about how our schools need to be updated to meet the needs of our students. The movie will start at 6 p.m. in the Bray Auditorium at Attleboro High School and will be followed by a panel discussion.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels. 1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This week on AACS Channel 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro presents their 30th annual church service. The event features keynote speaker Ron Jones, as well as musical performances, poetry, and prayers from clergy of multiple faiths. Visit AACS.com for a schedule of this and all AACS Channel 15 television programming. You can also view the program in high definition on AACS.com, on the AACS mobile app, or via the AACS Roku app.
Thank you. this land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Okay, guys, we just had a little fun with you. You know, when it's live radio and you cue up music, you never know what version you're going to get. This is a very old one.
This must be the 1820 version.
Yeah, we're keeping with the times of the 1800s when we're talking about presidential movie trivia. Oh, my God, that's too funny. On a serious note, I do want to get in all these wonderful things that are going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. And the next one that's coming up is the Moonlight Wine, Beer, and Food Gala from New Hope. This is one of the best fundraising events, and its tickets are only $50. It's next Saturday, January 28th at 7 p.m. at Briggs Nursery on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro. And this is just one of the greatest, fantastic fundraising. I can't speak highly and speak about it. I mean, this is like one of the best. Look at me, I'm perplexed here, because you can have like a huge sampling of fine wines, beers, delicious food, and it's provided by some of the finest restaurants around, and they have a lottery, raffle, silent auction, 50-50, and live music. This is a fantastic, fantastic event that is just really phenomenal. And again, you'll see your neighbors. I go to this thing, and it's really great. And all proceeds go to New Hope, and such a great thing. And so many caterers are volunteering for free of their food for you to enjoy that night. So Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Gala, Saturday, January 28th at 7 p.m. at Briggs Nursery in North Attleboro. It is unbelievable. Tickets are $50. You can call New Hope at 508-226-4015. And also, too, don't forget the Attleboro's Winter Night Festival in downtown Attleboro is Saturday, February 25th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Fire jugglers, craft fairs, art exhibits, live music, ice sculptures, hay rides. There's going to be a train ride, jewelry. All right, I'm there. Food court, hot beverages, raffles, grand bonfire, and it's all free. Guys, it's all free. Bring your family down. I mean, it's just really phenomenal. And that's Saturday, February 25th, 2017, from 5 to 9 p.m. And that is a fun night. Now, next weekend is January 27th and through the 29th, and the Rhode Island Convention Center is the Northeast Auto Show. So I know that our show plays on Saturday. So Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., come on down to the Rhode Island Convention Center to see hundreds of 2017 vehicles, cars, trucks, SUVs, and they even have alternative fuel vehicles as well. And actually, on Saturday 10 to 10, Sunday 10 to 6, which we will definitely advertise this again and promote this next week. Tickets for adults are $12. Kids 12 and under are free. Senior citizens are $9. So we'll definitely mention that again next week, because that is a fun thing to do. Well, you know, when you're inside and housebound and everything in the winter because of the crappy weather and everything, it's good to get out and everything. I was going to mention something that happened. I mean, unfortunately, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is one of the things that my kids always wanted me to do with them. And by that, I mean like go to the movies and participate in the prop bags. And unfortunately, it was showing last night. So I missed it. I can't believe that I looked at this thing and it's like, oh my God. So they were going to give you a prop bag with all the things that you can throw at the screen and everything except rice and confetti. But it's a fun show to see, and audience participation is encouraged. Today and tomorrow there's a fiber art marketplace at Slater Mill. They have artists from all over the region selling everything from hand-dyed yarn to soaps. So that means it's going to be scarves and different things. But they're also demonstrating spinning, weaving, and knitting. And that's located on Roosevelt Avenue in Pawtucket, 67 Roosevelt. So you can set your GPS to that. And that'd be really, really great to see too. So anyway, with all the activities and everything that we have, I hope that you do have a chance to get out and about and get out there. I want to remind you too that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9. Paul Healy Show is on from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, is on from 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening to our show. And meet me back here next Saturday for another great show of Out and About with Elaine. Take care, everyone, and have a great week.